Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on the program tonight, markets and company news, senior equity analyst at Momentum, Fahim Adia. Good evening to you and a very warm welcome. Let's dive into the retail trade first of all. I want to talk about the fight between Checkers and Spar. MoneyWeb reporting tonight that the 60-60 on-demand delivery machine is roaring on, and there's some very impressive figures here. Sales to this platform growing 58% in the last financial year. Number of deliveries quintupling, up 530%. This really is a new landscape where retail is playing, and there's a war out there.
Good evening, Jeremy. Yes, I think ShopRite is definitely the leader, I think, in this war we're seeing in the grocery market. And the success of the business can, I'd say, be attributed quite a lot to their delivery service, 60-60. It's obviously been a big part of driving the growth of the business and in taking market share from the likes of rivals like Spar and Pick and Pay. So if we just look at the numbers, in 1 year, it's taken about 4 billion rand in market share from its competitors. So I think the main issue for Spar is that it's taken pretty long for it to get its own delivery platform set up, because it does have that franchise model system, so it just makes it a lot more complex. It did finally roll out Spar to you delivery service, but it is going to take some time for that to gain traction. The other issue for Spar we're seeing now is that ShopRite is also opening up those smaller format convenience grocery stores, and that's primarily the space that Spar focuses on. So also some concerns on that side that they could take further market share there too.
And an organization that can't be left in the wake and did come to the party a bit later was Pick and Pay.
Yes, so we see Pick and Pay also trying to, take back some of that lost market share. They have managed to recapitalize the business after they listed Boxer. Have retained about a 60% interest in Boxer, so that should also be good for Pick and Pay. But I think it still has a long way to go. With Sean Summers now at the helm, trying to turn the business around, it should be good. But I do think it will take some time for it to actually finally turn itself around.
Let's move on from retail to the tobacco industry. This was the big story yesterday, and I think the market is still testing the fallout, Fahima. Reinet Investments selling a 2% stake in British American Tobacco. The price tag is astronomical. But essentially, there's historical interest here, because it means that the Rupert family, whose fortunes were built on the tobacco industry, is finally exiting the sector.
Yes, it goes a very long way back. Like you said, investors seem to respond favorably to the news yesterday after Reinet notified investors that it had exited its entire stake in British American Tobacco. So that comprised about 24% of the net asset value. And for a number of years, it's generated very healthy dividends for Reinet. And like you said, the sale generated a massive amount of cash, about £1.2 billion for Reinet. And it looks like the plan there is to invest that in other investment opportunities. They haven't exactly said what those would be as yet. The remaining investments there will largely be unlisted, and it includes the Pension Insurance Corporation and some other private equity investments. I think maybe the issue is just overall the tobacco industry is in a transition now away from the traditional cigarettes towards vape and other non-combustibles. They've also been impacted by that illicit cigarette market, so perhaps they're just looking for higher growth opportunities at the moment.
And it was so interesting to track Reinet's share price yesterday. It up 8.75% at one point. It made it one of the top performing stocks. I think the value was around 90 billion rand, but that share price has pulled back slightly today.
Yes. It looked like investors really liked the news that was released about the disposal of British American Tobacco. I can imagine the market's perhaps optimistic about the type of investments that that excess cash will now go into. So I think that's probably what drove that price up yesterday.
Let's move on to a company called Karoo that spells its name with many O's at the end. I think best known for its 100% ownership of Cartrack and reporting a 21% rise in earnings. What do you make of those numbers?
Yeah, Yeah, so it looked like a pretty solid set of third quarter results. It looks like they've beat consensus expectations. And those investments that they've made in Europe are really starting to pay off. If we look at Southeast Asia, that's been a very strong market for Karooooo, where their subscription revenue has grown by about 26%. So just running through some of those numbers, if we look at the adjusted earnings per share, that increased by 21% to a record R7.67. The Cartrack subscribers increased 17% to over 2.2 million. And overall, it's just been doing very well. And we could probably expect to see further growth come in the years ahead.
Let's look at the market today. A better day for gold shares, leading the pack there. DRD Gold up by almost 4%. Anglo Gold up by 2.5%. And Gold Fields up by about 2%. What's driving that recovery?
Yeah, so I think it's just on the back of the stronger gold price we're seeing. So yesterday, there were some concerns about the U.S. CPI that's expected to be released later this afternoon. But once we saw the PPI numbers come out of the U.S., I think it just gave the market some confidence that inflation will not be too high once the CPI numbers are released later today. And that just resulted in a bit of a weakening of in the dollar, which is positive for gold.
And just finally, on the economic front, Fahima, traders now only expecting a single rate cut in South Africa this year, a far cry from what people were talking about in October, November last year.
Yes, yeah. So things have changed quite quickly, quite fast. Again, this is related to what's happening in the U.S. in terms of the Fed. They're likely scaling back on interest rate cuts this year. So, of course, the U.S. economy has still been very resilient, and the job market is still looking strong. Therefore, there are concerns that inflation could still be an issue in the U.S. And this concern means that the fewer rate cuts is now strengthening the dollar, and therefore that's having a negative impact on our rand, which of course increases the costs for us when it comes to importing things like fuel and could have a negative impact on inflation. And therefore, it's likely we may see fewer rate cuts than what we had initially anticipated.
And we will talk to you again next week. Fahima Adia, thank you very much indeed. Senior equity analyst at Momentum. Always appreciate the update.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.